This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Rollscreen Foundation, Pleasantville Auto, Harold Trailer Sales, Marion County Rural Water, Marion County Public Health, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, and Marion County Auto Body. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Fire and Police, J. Olson State Farm Agency, Pleasantville Fire and Police Department, Hewitt Service Center, Pizza Hut, Raymaker Screen Printing, and Knoxville Raceway. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How many public safety volunteers are there in Marion County? Why do they do what they do, and what are some of the challenges they face? In the second part of a 10-part in-depth series on public safety volunteers, let's go in-depth with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. So, Jeff, how many people do you think volunteer in one capacity or another with respect to public safety, people that are out there, firefighters, reserve officers, anybody trying to keep people safe? Do you have any idea, ballpark?
Bob, I would probably say ballpark. We're in that 150 to 250 across the county. I think our numbers have come down a little bit. I think, you know, 5 years ago, those numbers were a little higher. I think they've come down a little bit, but we've still got a good core group of volunteers that, you know, is probably in that 150 to 250.
Okay, so we've got fire departments, EMTs, sheriff's reserves, police reserves, Red Cross. Am I missing anybody?
I don't think so.
So that's a lot of people, and we're organized by the cities, Pella, Knoxville, Pleasantville, Melcher, Dallas, Bussey, bigger communities, and then the townships.
And then Marion County is unique that we still have some departments that are operated by the townships. You know, in other parts of the state, the townships are almost, you know, obsolete. But here in Marion County, we still have some departments that are run by the township trustees.
Well, and we have some issues with getting people into some rural areas. I was reading the other day, or maybe it was some time ago, where the city of Indianola, this isn't Marion County, of course, but the city of Indianola was concerned because they were having to send ambulances and fire trucks from Indianola to the further corners of the county. And we aren't in that situation yet, but I mean, this is something happening in all of rural America, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, that's just the difference is the fine line that we walk between, what I would refer to as centralized services that operate out of the population centers or the geographic center of a county out to those outlying areas. The thing that separates us from that is the fact that we still have volunteers in those outlying communities that are willing to train, get educated, and perform those duties that our society needs.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, Lori Goff, and Melcher Dallas Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, 3M, Knoxville Farm and Home, Mercy One, Pleasantville Schools, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, McKay Insurance, and Brookwood Incorporated. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about our public safety volunteers with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Well, it's a complex situation in the sense that in a perfect world, all of us would have the same access to emergency services. If there's a fire at somebody's house in the outskirts of town, they should have somebody there. If I have my heart attack anywhere in the county, somebody should be there quick enough to save me. But that's not going to happen, is it?
No. And, you know, by and large, I feel more comfortable saying that most of the fire departments are equally trained. Most of the EMS services provide an equal service. What I can't say is that your ability to access those services is equal across the county, simply because, as we've talked about before, there's areas in the county where at certain times of the day, there's just simply no volunteers there. So then it becomes an access to those services that, you know, becomes the issue, not necessarily the quality of the services that are the issue.
Now, from what you just said, then there's two things that I took from that. One is we should be very, very, very grateful for those people that do volunteer.
Yes, those folks, as I just stated, those folks are what is keeping Marion County from becoming one of the counties in Iowa that basically offers centralized services. You know, that the fact that we still have folks in the small towns, the unincorporated areas that are willing to do the things that they need to do to provide those services is the only thing that's separating us from that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by People's Bank, Cubes Garage, Tulip City Agency, Don's Heating and Cooling, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Van Haften Racing, and Precision Pulley and Idler. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@caniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, American Cleaning Services, Pella Regional Health Center, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, and Verduft Agency.
I continued my conversation about our public safety volunteers with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson. Well, so the second thing I've learned is that in many of these areas, they probably need more volunteers.
Exactly. That is a very true statement. I don't think there's anybody that would argue with me in that regard. Unfortunately, the trend in society is to move. You know, we're seeing the trends. People are moving to the higher populated areas. So it becomes an issue that there's less people here to volunteer, and then the other part of it is the people that are left remaining here, our worlds have just changed. We're busier. You know, you're busier as a husband and a dad. So am I than we were, you know, years ago. They're just a little more reluctant. I don't want to say that they're not volunteering, because they still are. They're just not, we just don't have the talent pool or the pool to choose from that we did 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what township, I don't really want to say, you know, what's our lowest population township, but I'm guessing we have townships with 800 people.
I would say that's a fair statement, yeah.
So out of that 800 people, there have to be the volunteer. That's your volunteer pool for everything.
Yep.
For church, for civic clubs, for volunteering, to drive an ambulance. That's your pool.
Exactly. You know, you see a lot of these same folks. You travel around as I do, you see a lot of these same folks wearing multiple hats, and sometimes it's even confusing as to what hat are you wearing right now, you know, when you run into them. But it's a lot of the same folks, and they're the ones that I can't thank enough, can't give enough credit to, for keeping life as we know it in Marion County the way it is and intact.
Yeah, and they win. It seems like you see them at everything.
Yeah, you know, you've traveled around with me. We went through a tornado, and a lot of the same folks that were there to offer assistance, to help get the roads opened up, they're the same folks that you still see active and making huge contributions, you know, now, almost 6 years later.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you do a little bit of math, let's just say we've got 800 people in a township, and let's just say half of them are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then the daytime, maybe, I don't know, let's just, and so that'd be 400. And let's say the half of them work out of the township. That leaves us a couple hundred. Let's say that some of them are elderly that can't be doing anything. Let's say 20% of that. I mean, we're beyond my math skills in my head right now, but we're only talking about a few people. I mean, we're talking maybe a dozen people that might.
Yeah, I think our smallest volunteer fire and EMS department is, I think is 10 folks. I think they've got 10 folks on the roster, and it's a pretty static 10. You know, you'll see some names disappear off the list, but inevitably, I think there's some good recruitment going on out there, but inevitably you see some new names come on, and they've held steady, you know, at that 10 member mark since I've been here.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Bank, Lancer Home Service, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, West End Auto, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, U.S. Bank, and DMB Supply. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's Appella, George Daly Auditorium, Krakus Law Office, Boats Home Furnishings, Windmill Mall Antiques and Collectibles, and Jeremy Dingham and Concrete.
I continued my conversation about our public safety volunteers with Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson.
There are large portions of this that are uncompensated. I mean, when they drive to a scene, they're gas, they've got training, there's lots of things that when we see the ambulance roll up, we don't think necessarily about all the training, all the gas, or the fire department without, you know.
Yeah. The hours, I think what most folks don't comprehend is the amount of volunteer hours that go into all of the things that we're talking about. But the amount of volunteer hours over the course of a year across Marion County, you know, we're talking thousands of hours that are volunteered to services that make huge differences in the day-to-day lives of our residents.
Mm-hmm. Well, and sometimes, I mean, it's, I don't know, one of the busiest times of year is in the spring when people want to burn. And I think I remember once Knoxville Township Rural Fire Department went out to 8 or 9 different grass fires over the course of one day.
Yeah, I believe that was a Saturday possibly, and they still refer to it as Black Saturday. And I believe the number of calls was 9. First call started like at mid-morning, and they just seem to go on call after call after call through, I believe it was late afternoon before things kind of quieted down.
Okay, and all of our fire departments that cover the rural areas, I mean, I remember Pella going out for, I don't know, maybe 4 in a day, and I'm sure Pleasantville, I know they've gone out until, I guess I shouldn't have mentioned anyone because they're all doing it. I just remember that one really bad day. But so I guess I think it'd do our listeners good to sit here and think, what if you were called out 8 times in one day?
Yeah.
And that was happening weekend after weekend.
Yep.
Where, you know, 2 or 3 calls.
Two or three calls, and, you know, all of a sudden your Saturdays is completely chewed up, and any plans that you had with family, friends, or jobs. I mean, there are folks that, you know, have to work on Saturdays, and all of a sudden those things are, you know, grossly interrupted by somebody who simply wanted to burn some grass and ended up with a grass fire that was out of control. All of a sudden now, you know, the bigger ones, it's not uncommon to have 20 or 25 firefighters there. And, you know, all of a sudden now the footprint, the impact is much bigger because now you've drawn 25 firefighters away from their families, their jobs, whatever their plans were to come and help mitigate this grass fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's all kinds of complex social dynamics going on, too. And most of the people are guys. But then, so it's like, you know, if you don't show up, there's social consequences. If you do show up, there's social consequences at home. I mean, it's very complex.
It's a complex dynamic that I would say each volunteer handles their own way with their family. And I, you know, you and I over the years have done a lot of, we've had a lot of discussions on and given a lot of praise to the volunteers. I've kind of been remiss in the fact that for almost every volunteer, there's a support crew. And, you know, whether that's a spouse, a girlfriend, significant other, there's a family or friends that are there in support of that volunteer. And we don't give them enough credit because they're the ones that are expecting dad to be there for the birthday party, and then the fire pager goes off, and all of a sudden dad's gone on a fire for 2 hours, and you know the party must go on. But we don't give enough recognition to those folks. While it's the volunteers that are out there taking the training and performing the services, it's the families and the friends that support them that I think, you know, they need recognition too.
Thanks to Jeff Anderson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.